Вариант 17. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hello. Here is our 6 o'clock news from Bolivia. Now you can enjoy the service of walking phones. Don't get surprised when you see people dressed in bright green or yellow vests with slogans like, calling is easy. They carry cellular phones attached to their waists by chains, about 1 meter long. When a client approaches, they dial the number and the client can talk for as long as he or she pleases. At about 14 US cents a minute, call is cheaper than with ordinary cell phones.
Text B. Hi, I'm calling to tell you that I found out some interesting facts for our project. Listen and decide if we can use this information. So, Cheops ruled Egypt about 5,000 years ago in the 27th century BC. He began to build his pyramid as soon as he became a pharaoh. More than 100,000 slaves were involved in its building, and it took them 30 years to finish it. Many of them died because the work was very hard. When scientists opened the pyramid, they didn't find the mummy of the pharaoh. Text C.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Carl. What's up? You are so tanned. Where have you been?
I just got back from Turkey.
If I'm not mistaken, you were there last year. Why did you go to the same country for the second time?
It was another surf trip. You know, I am a huge fan of surfing, and I am not a bad surfer myself.
So how was it?
It was fantastic. For me, it's never long enough.
I'd like to go surfing, but I'm afraid I am not a good swimmer.
I advise you to go to the swimming pool to take some lessons and train.
Okay.
Text D. Hi, Beth. What's wrong with you? Are you sick or something?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just tired. I haven't been getting enough sleep.
Why? What's the matter?
My son has been quite ill lately. He's in a hospital now. I'm worried about him.
That's too bad. Does he have flu?
No, he has a sore throat with very high temperature.
Poor boy.
This poor boy had been swimming in the cold water for hours and ate 4 ice creams after on a bet.
Oh my, I hope he gets better soon. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hello. Here is our 6 o'clock news from Bolivia. Now you can enjoy the service of walking phones. Don't get surprised when you see people dressed in bright green or yellow vests with slogans like, "Calling is easy." They carry cellular phones attached to their waists by chains, about 1 meter long. When a client approaches, they dial the number and the client can talk for as long as he or she pleases. At about 14 US cents a minute, call is cheaper than with ordinary cell phones.
Text B. Hi, I'm calling to tell you that I found out some interesting facts for our project. Listen and decide if we can use this information. So, Cheops ruled Egypt about 5,000 years ago in the 27th century BC. He began to build his pyramid as soon as he became a pharaoh. More than 100,000 slaves were involved in its building, and it took them 30 years to finish it. Many of them died because the work was very hard. When scientists opened the pyramid, they didn't find the mummy of the pharaoh. Text C.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Carl. What's up? You are so tanned. Where have you been?
I just got back from Turkey.
If I'm not mistaken, you were there last year. Why did you go to the same country for the second time?
It was another surf trip. You know, I am a huge fan of surfing, and I am not a bad surfer myself.
So how was it?
It was fantastic. For me, it's never long enough.
I'd like to go surfing, but I'm afraid I'm not a good swimmer.
I advise you to go to the swimming pool to take some lessons and train.
Okay.
Text D. Hi, Beth. What's wrong with you? Are you sick or something?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just tired. I haven't been getting enough sleep.
Why? What's the matter?
My son has been quite ill lately. He's in a hospital now. I'm worried about him.
That's too bad. Does he have flu?
No, he has a sore throat with very high temperature.
Poor boy.
This poor boy had been swimming in the cold water for hours and ate 4 ice creams after on a bet.
Oh my, I hope he gets better soon. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about reading books and watching TV. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Reading a book and watching television are both entertaining, although I prefer watching TV rather than reading. Sometimes it's good to have alternative to make my life more interesting and enjoyable. Reading gives me a sense of peace and relaxation, especially when I'm tired of the loud and busy city around me. Watching television wakes up my emotions in another way. And I love the acting, music, and sceneries.
Speaker B.
The advantage of reading a book is that it is portable and can be enjoyed anywhere. I'm used to bringing along my favorite book anywhere I go, just so I can read it when I'm free. Watching TV is very time-consuming, while reading is not. It can take long hours, days, or months to finish your favorite television series. Or you can just pick out the book series and finish reading it in just a short moment.
Speaker C. Reading books requires a certain level of your language knowledge in order to have full understanding of an event happening, whereas watching television is a different matter. You can easily interpret the incident that is shown on the screen with the help of motion pictures, background music, and sceneries. Unlike reading a book, a person is required much less language knowledge to have a general idea of the plot. Speaker D.
You can improve and learn new languages through both reading and watching television. No matter what kind of books you choose to read, it will help you in reducing grammar mistakes or enriching your vocabulary. On the other hand, watching TV can give you something you can't get from reading books. Accents and slang words can be picked up from TV programs, which will be useful when socializing with people from different parts of continents.
Speaker E.
Whenever I'm bored, my initial thought about what I'm going to do is either to watch television or to read a book. Both are enjoyable, but I still prefer watching TV. Reading requires concentration, silence, and a lot of thinking, while they're not much needed for watching movies or series. And you can easily talk and joke around with your friends or family while you're watching a show, which is absolutely impossible while reading.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about reading books and watching TV. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Reading a book and watching television are both entertaining, although I prefer watching TV rather than reading. Sometimes it's good to have alternative to make my life more interesting and enjoyable. Reading gives me a sense of peace and relaxation, especially when I'm tired of the loud and busy city around me. Watching television wakes up my emotions in another way, and I love the acting, music, and sceneries.
Speaker B.
The advantage of reading a book is that it is portable and can be enjoyed anywhere. I'm used to bringing along my favorite book anywhere I go, just so I can read it when I'm free. Watching TV is very time-consuming, while reading is not. It can take long hours, days, or months to finish your favorite television series. Or you can just pick out the book series and finish reading it in just a short moment.
Speaker C. Reading books requires a certain level of your language knowledge in order to have full understanding of an event happening, whereas watching television is a different matter. You can easily interpret the incident that is shown on the screen with the help of motion pictures, background music, and sceneries. Unlike reading a book, a person is required much less language knowledge to have a general idea of the plot. Speaker D.
You can improve and learn new languages through both reading and watching television. No matter what kind of books you choose to read, it will help you in reducing grammar mistakes or enriching your vocabulary. On the other hand, watching TV can give you something you can't get from reading books. Accents and slang words can be picked up from TV programs, which will be useful when socializing with people from different parts of continents.
Speaker E.
Whenever I'm bored, my initial thought about what I'm going to do is either to watch television or to read a book. Both are enjoyable, but I still prefer watching TV. Reading requires concentration, silence, and a lot of thinking, while they're not much needed for watching movies or series. And you can easily talk and joke around with your friends or family while you're watching a show, which is absolutely impossible while reading.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program Kaleidoscope. Anne, did you like your trip to the safari park?
That was lovely. Our Echo Hotel was right on the territory of it. I enjoyed it very much. It was great to wake up early in the morning to the singing of birds.
To tell the truth, I don't like places like zoos or safari parks. I think that animals should live in the jungle, in the forest, in the sea.
I hate zoos too. Lions and tigers in the cages look so pitiful. But safari parks are different. Animals are free to walk, and what's more, they can follow their instincts. Males fight each other for the attention of the female, and the strongest win. The result is that cute baby animals are being born throughout the season. Sometimes visitors are lucky enough to watch a birth in progress and see as the baby takes its first steps.
Maybe you are right, but in my opinion, all the zoos must be closed and animals must be sent back to their natural habitat.
No, you don't understand. Animals that were born in zoos and lived there all their lives can't live in the wild. Do you remember the film about two monkeys that were returned to the jungle from the zoo? They had no chance and they died. They were only 11 years old.
Okay, you're right. People should build more safari parks. Animals can run there, they feel free, and they are safe there. And the best thing is not to put animals in the zoos. But will people stop doing it?
It's a difficult question. Safari parks occupy very large territories, which humans sometimes need for agricultural, industrial, or political reasons. It's easier for people to put animals into cages on a smaller territory. And it's not so problematic to check the animals' food and make sure that they're healthy. I'd recommend everybody to read magazines about safari parks in Africa. There are some interesting articles on different issues.
Thank you for your interview.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program Kaleidoscope. Anne, did you like your trip to the safari park?
That was lovely. Our Echo Hotel was right on the territory of it. I enjoyed it very much. It was great to wake up early in the morning to the singing of birds.
To tell the truth, I don't like places like zoos or safari parks. I think that animals should live in the jungle, in the forest, in the sea.
I hate zoos too. Lions and tigers in the cages look so pitiful. But safari parks are different. Animals are free to walk, and what's more, They can follow their instincts. Males fight each other for the attention of the female, and the strongest win. The result is that cute baby animals are being born throughout the season. Sometimes, visitors are lucky enough to watch a birth in progress and see as the baby takes its first steps.
Maybe you are right, but in my opinion, all the zoos must be closed and animals must be sent back to their natural habitat.
No, you don't understand. Animals that were born in zoos and live there all their lives can't live in the wild. Do you remember the film about two monkeys that were returned to the jungle from the zoo? They had no chance and they died. They were only 11 years old.
Okay, you're right. People should build more safari parks. Animals can run there, they feel free, and they are safe there. And the best thing is not to put animals in the zoos. But will people stop doing it?
It's a difficult question. Safari parks occupy very large territories, which humans sometimes need for agricultural, industrial, or political reasons. It's easier for people to put animals into cages on a smaller territory. And it's not so problematic to check the animals' food and make sure that they're healthy. I'd recommend everybody to read magazines about safari parks in Africa. There are some interesting articles on different issues.
Thank you for your interview.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст вкусной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the school club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about their school studies. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. How long is your school day? Do you sometimes miss any classes? Why? Which school subjects do you find the most important? Why? What do you like to do at your English lessons? What do you do to develop your knowledge of English? Would you advise your friend to take online English courses or to attend extra classes? Why? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.